This meditation is called Settling into Space. And although in meditation we usually practice the art of resting with all sounds that surround us, in this particular practice I invite you to find a space which is as free from sound as possible, of any kind, and to aid with that, there'll be no bowl at the beginning or the end. So I'm choosing to do this meditation sitting. I believe our ears are more in tune around us when we are sitting, when we are sitting upright in the space around us. But equally, whatever is most comfortable for you at this moment is absolutely fine. And so, as we merge into this meditation, I invite you to take some deeper breaths than normal, and allowing in a sense of movement, at least of your upper body with your breath. Allowing the head to move in a flowing motion as you breathe in. Allowing your own breath to be heard. Now allowing the breath just to return to its normal state, but still retaining some of that movement, even if very slight. Feeling the blob body inflate with each in breath. Noticing how your belly expands as your lungs inflate and your diaphragm moves downwards and outwards. feel this expansion. Breathing body in this vast space around us. So just getting the sense of your body sitting here, breathing. The outer limits of your body just expanding and contracting within this space. Feeling a sense of opening in different parts of the body. Of relaxing. Of releasing as we settle into the space. Feeling the physical body letting go of tension. Tension that may well be causing us some pain, some sensation we call pain. Turning towards any area which feels more held or tightly bound than the rest of our body. And breathing into that area. Allowing the air to open up that area. And in fact, to invite space inside that area. Breathing in space. Breathing out tension. Inviting your out-breaths to release tension in an audible sigh. And then to rest in that couple of seconds at the end of the out-breath, breathing in space, into the tense area, and softening, allowing this air to soften, to open, to expand. And on the in-breath, to gather up all of the remaining tension in this area, to gather it all up in a net or a ball, and to breathe it out. Gathering up all together and release. Following this release, noticing what's there for you in the space at the end of the out-breath. What happens to your body in this 3 or 4 seconds before the cycle starts again? Potential in this space at the end of the out-breath to start afresh with each breath, with each moment. The potential is there, out there, waiting for us to let go if we need to, and start afresh. In each moment, we can choose to do that. On whatever level we choose, we can choose to let go. Let go into that space, into those few seconds before we breathe in from our outer world again. the breath. Is a connection between our inner world and the space, the world that surrounds us. It's the way in which we interact with the space, with the world around us, the breath. If you like, a conversation. The breath allows us to have a conversation. If we are constantly holding our breath or not being fully present with the breath, it's akin to saying, I'm withholding something. I'm choosing to be guarded. But when we relax into the breath, and we practice this regularly, we are relaxing into the conversation between our inner and outer world, between our inner space and our outer space. Noticing once again what's in that space at the end of the out-breath and the beginning of the in-breath. In those few moments of pure silence, of pure stillness, the silence perhaps becomes noisy. Perhaps you hear your heart beat or your blood pumping in your ears. Perhaps you feel your body gently moving. Very, very subtly. Noticing the rhythm of your breath and how important rhythm is. And as we ease into this conversation, remembering the power of a smile to soften to allow a gentle entry into something new. So allowing a smile to flood your face, which in turn allows your voice and indeed your whole outlook to lighten, as my voice has just done now. Subtle nuances in the tone of my voice have lifted, have softened. The pitch has raised slightly, just altogether giving a lighter feel. The smile decreases tension in the face, and particularly around the eyes. Allowing the forehead and the jaw to be soft. Allowing tension just to leak away. Perhaps noticing with the introduction of this smile how instantly everything seems brighter. Probably mainly just because my voice sounds happier and lighter. Power of sound energy, is invaluable. What we say and how we communicate with the space, with the outer world around us, is so, so important. The way in which we say it, the emotions we feel at the time of saying it, the smile upon our face, the speed with which we say it, the depth of meaning behind what we say, if there is any. So just contemplating that for a moment. Just noticing how you interact with the world verbally. What things do you say a lot? How much emotion is behind them? How much do you smile? Do you really mean what you say? The sound energy through our voice is carried on the breath. So now, allowing your focus to move from the breath from your inner world to the space that lies just beyond your skin. Just around your fingertips. What do you notice there around your fingers and thumb? Certain awareness of something, an aliveness, a buzz. A tingling, something electric. We feel this after a period of meditation, often easiest around our hands and fingers. And sometimes, as we sit in silence for this practice, we can perhaps begin to perceive a sense of our body gently, very, very slightly and subtly moving. As we focus on this space just beyond our body, we maybe begin to perceive that we don't sit in a sea of nothingness. The space around us is not just empty, nondescript space. Actually, there's something there that we can't see. An energy which we begin to perceive when we're in this theta state of meditation. Something alive and moving all about us. So just giving ourselves a couple of minutes to tune into that. And to allow any movements, particularly in your upper body, to align and to be in tune with that energy in whatever way feels right. So around about us is this sea of aliveness, of potential, which we can breathe in. We can choose to say yes to. We can say, I breathe in opportunity. I breathe in possibility. I breathe in the possibility of being awarded this job in this interview. I breathe in the opportunity of buying a new car. I breathe in the possibility of change. And I breathe it back out again once it has flooded my body. And in this way, I form a conversation with reality. To see ourselves as separate from the space around us is to deny ourselves so much freedom, so much opportunity, so much possibility. But to enter into a gentle conversation through the breath, through a smile, and through some audible words, is to reach out. And offer ourselves a new reality. I'd like to finish with a poem by David White, my favourite poet at the moment. And it's called Working Together. Working together. We shape ourselves to fit this world, and by the world are shaped again. The visible and the invisible, working together in common cause to produce the miraculous. I am thinking of the way the intangible air passed at speed around a shaped wing easily holds our weight. So may we then trust in this life, to those elements we have yet to see or imagine, and look for the true shape of our own selves, by forming it well to the great intangibles about us.